Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday night. To other parts of the world, it's Monday morning, and to other parts, it is Monday evening. But it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. This is Brother Nate, and I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for all of you who are listening to this broadcast. I want to give you this phone number, which is 323-870-3403. That is 323-870-3403. That is our guest call-in number. You can call in with a prayer request, or comment on the lesson, or if you have any questions, call us or call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com, at godswrd2man@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. We always open up with prayer, petitioning the Lord for His Spirit to be with us as we once again take this journey into the Word of God. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we acknowledge you as the all-wise one. We acknowledge that through your Spirit is giving true revelation, light, understanding, whatever we stand in need of. So, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we petition you that, Lord, that your Spirit will be with us as we take this journey into your Word today. Father, I pray for every soul, every ear that is tuned in, every heart that is listening, that they will be touched by this broadcast this day. I pray that your Spirit will touch them, open eyes, unstopped deaf ears, and softened hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Father, I thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Today, we are on part two. I did part one Thursday night, The Word of the Lord, The Just, part two. And for those of you who've been following us, and for those of you who are just, maybe you just came on tonight, listening tonight, but we have been talking about Jesus sending his angel, the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, and he's bringing the messages from the Lord Jesus Christ to mankind for the people of God and they that will be of his bride. And he has thus far sent his angel approximately 120 times. Now, that is not the end of it, because he is to continue to come until the work of the Lord is finished after the pattern that Christ had laid down. And so, therefore, we have been looking into one of the messages, which is called the 48th message, which means that that was the 48th time that the Lord sent his angel with a message. He sent him the first 30 times to a brother named Brother Otto Fetty, and he sent him thus far the last 90 times to a brother named Brother W.A. Draves. I had the pleasure to meet Brother Draves and be somewhat acquainted with him at least for 3 years. I met him in the year of 1990, the first year I went to the assembly, the first year I got saved. And I saw him from 1990 to 1993, in which he passed in 1994, the last time the messenger had come to him. And therefore, I thank God for the chance to meet him. He was a very humble man. I mean, very humble. I'm not just saying it because, quote, we are in the same church. I'm being honest. He was very humble. In fact, I would have to say, thus far, the humblest man probably I've ever seen. But praise be to God. And so in this 48th message, when the Lord sent the Elijah, June the 17th, 1940, one of the things he said in this message that I want to read to you, which is the title of what we're talking about today, the word of the Lord, the just, part two. He says, the evil one shall not destroy the elect, but be very humble that you be not led into despair. The Lord will manifest himself in marvelous ways. The wicked destroy themselves, and the just live by faith. One of the things that is interesting in that verse is that the Lord Jesus tells us who will live by faith. And he sent his angel messenger to tell us, and to be specific, because the Lord let us know that not everyone is going to live by faith. He said, but the just shall live by faith. And when we look up what does the just mean, it means the righteous, the lawful, the upright. They will live by faith. The unrighteous, the unlawful, and those who don't want to walk upright will not live by faith. Now, we talked about it last time and went a little deeper. What is this faith that God is talking about? Well, God is not talking about any kind of faith. He's talking about the God kind of faith. The just will live by the God kind of faith. The Apostle Paul defines to us in Hebrews 11 and 1 what this faith is. He said it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the two things he distinctly tells us that faith is substance and evidence. It's the substance of things hoped for. An original Greek word there means that it supports hope. Okay? It supports hope. In other words, without faith, you couldn't even have hope. Faith is like the platform for hope. If you knock the platform from under, hope would just fall. Amen? Also being substance, which means it is also the most important or essential thing needed in order for you to get what you need from God, and that's faith. You got to have this God kind of faith. You got to operate in this God kind of faith. And then it said it is evidence. Evidence means it is the proof. The thing that you believe in God for is not, quote, your proof that you have it. It is your faith. The thing that you believe in God for is the manifestation that comes from your faith. Amen? Hallelujah. So therefore, he said, the proof that you have what you need from God is your faith. You know, you take little children, for example. They are the greatest example of this, or one of the greatest examples. When you tell that child, especially he wants a bike, and you tell him, I'm going to get you a bike, and especially if you point it out on TV or something like that, that's the bike I'm going to give you. That child will go and tell just by all his friends at school. He'll even tell the teacher. And the way the child will act, you would just think that he already had the bike right there in his presence. But because he believed mom and dad, or dad and mom, hey, so that's what God requires of us. And he said the just will live in such a way that whatever God said in his word, okay, they would be like that child and believe it. Now, we went into the Bible, we went into her book, and her book, you know, talks about how the just should live by faith. And therefore, what the angel have told us has not varied from what the word tells us from the Bible. Okay. And Habakkuk said, hey, the just shall live by faith. And then we begin to talk about how do you get this faith? And the Bible tells us in Romans 10 that faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the just who will live by faith, they're going to get this faith, or they got this faith, by hearing the word of God. Now, the Bible says that hearing is spelled hearing, which means it is a continuous action. It's continuous. It's not hear one time and that's it. You're continually hearing the word of God. That's why he said the just should live by faith, because they're spending their walk continually hearing the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to the Bible, to the book of Romans, chapter 1, and we're still talking about this. And this And once again, the word of God, whether it's the word from Jesus through his angel or the word of God in the Bible, it assures us that if we operate in this God faith, that our needs will be met. And so he said the just lives by this. In fact, in Hebrews 11, also Hebrews 11 and 1 shows us that this God faith, it doesn't work by your senses. That's why it says it's the evidence of things not seen. Okay. So it not only, you know, if it's the proof, but it's the proof that you have that which is not seen by the naked eye. But it also shows that this faith doesn't depend upon your senses. The word seeing is dealing with your senses, not only just seeing, but seeing, okay? That's in the sense realm. So this faith, this God faith, does not depend upon your senses to operate. The God faith believes. It believes simply because God said it. It doesn't have to feel. And so the just who walk by faith, they believe because simply God said it. They don't go by what they feel, what they think, what they see to validate if something is true or not from God. They go by what they believe. So that's why he said the just shall live by faith. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, let's start at verse 16 and go to verse 17, because he's telling us specifically who will live by faith. And it's amazing in the church world, we want to put everybody in the same bag and say everybody's living by faith. Now, everybody's not going to live by this God faith. But Jesus is specific. We serve a specific God. We don't serve a God that's all over the place, okay? God can be specific. You ask him for something specific, he can be specific with you. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the word says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." See, the righteousness of God is revealed in the life of the just. Did you see that? Because he said the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. He said the just shall live by faith, so therefore God's righteousness is revealed in their life from faith to faith. Not from faith to doubt, okay? From faith to faith. Hallelujah. And this is what God is telling us. This is who we're going to see the righteousness of God in the lives of the just, because they live by faith. You're going to see the righteous acts of God. You're going to see the character of God, you know, in the lives of the just because they live by faith. Okay? Hallelujah. And see, what he's telling us is that, and see, remember, they're living by that which pleases God. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 said, without faith, talking about the same God kind of faith, it is impossible to please him. So if you ask the question, am I pleasing God, and you know you've been in doubt, then your answer is no. So the just is the one that's really going to please God, because he said they live by faith. And you can't please God without faith. In fact, the Bible said in Hebrews 11 and 6, it is impossible. Now, whenever God says something is impossible, don't try to make it possible, because it's not going to work. Whenever God tells you in John 3 that except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, you can't make it any otherwise. See, you know, sometimes people try to overturn what God say, and the whole purpose is you're trying to do like the devil, trying to prove God wrong. If anybody should be trying to prove wrong, it's the devil. And so therefore, the just live by this faith pleasing God, because the just wants to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, as I told y'all the Thursday when I did part one, as I was looking at this, this really kind of hit on me. Because, you know, when you really get into the Word of God, If by any chance you bypass you, an application of this word is something wrong. If this word at some point don't hit you about your life personally or something about you, it's something wrong. And when I was looking at this, you know, this began to weigh on me. And I'm not talking about a bad thing. I'm talking about where, you know, it had kind of had me examining me. And I looked at it and I said, you know, the just, he said, the just shall live by faith. Okay. They don't live by. So he said, the just don't live by what they feel. Because faith is not feeling. The just don't live by what they see. That's not, you know, some people, for example, some people are emotionally ruled. In other words, they let their emotions lead their whole life. And that's where you go in trouble. You're going to get in trouble all the time. Okay? Some people is in the soulish realm, they're led totally by their own thoughts. Okay? You know, some of them, you know, for example, you hear some people say, well, he or she said the first thing come to their mind. That's not good. And people just laugh like that's funny. No. When you catch people like that, they would say anything. And many of them that's like that really has a nonchalant, non-caring spirit. They would say anything out their mouth. No respect, whatever. Growing up, I've seen a few of them that was like that. Okay? That say the first thing come to their mind. And that's not good. So, he said, the just shall live by faith. So, once again, our God is specific. He lets you know who's going to live by faith. He lets you know that everybody that's claiming it is not doing it. If you got somebody, for example, a sinner is not going to live by the God kind of faith. He might live by natural faith. Now, you know, natural faith depends on the senses before it believes. The natural faith says if I don't see it first, feel it first, then I won't believe it. That's natural faith. Now, sinners will live by natural faith, but they're not living by this faith, this God kind of faith that God's talking about. They can't live by this. They gotta receive Christ as Lord to be able to walk in this faith. Okay? And see, once again, in the church, our problem is sometimes we're putting everybody in the same bag. And I don't say that to try to separate people and say one is better than the other. I'm just saying that God, he speaks of categories. He speaks to specific people, and here he's talking about a specific people, the just. He's talking about the upright, the lawful, the righteous. They are going to live by faith. The unrighteous is not going to do it. The unlawful is not going to do it. They're not going to live by the God faith. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. In the life of who? Of the just. Okay? In the life of the just. Not in the life of just anyone, but in the life of the just. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the word of God. Amen? Now, another question about this faith, you know, how do you exercise it? Well, confession and action. And see, God is saying the just will live by faith. They're going to live by confessing the word and putting action to what they believe. That's why he said the just shall live by faith. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3. Amen. We're going to go to verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, we're going to go to verse 11 and 12. Thank you, Lord. Once again, our God is very specific. He's not all over the place. And man try to make him out like he's all over the place. But God, he's specific. You notice that there was times when Jesus in the scriptures spoke, he said, I speak to those who hear. So he was coming specific. because he let you know by his statement, everybody's not hearing. Okay? So he said, I speak to them that hear. So don't nobody need to tell me that God cannot be specific. Okay? That he can't tell you nothing specifically. That he has to be all over the place all the time and have you in confusion. The word of God says he's the author of peace and not confusion. So no one needs to tell me that, well, you know, God, no, I know God can speak specifically. I know this. Amen. Now, Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. Go 10 through 12. The word said, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, curses everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Now, first of all, the law of Moses that was given, you had so many ordinances and things to do. And then you were sacrificing bulls and goats. And he said that was not of faith. Okay. Amen. He said, but faith is believing the word of God and walking thereby. It's not by feelings. It's not by what you see. Amen. And he said here, once again, the just shall live by faith. Now, you're seeing these witnesses on this subject of who will live by faith. It is vitally important in these last days that we know by the mouth of God, who will live by faith? Because you don't want to be deceived in thinking that everybody is going to live by faith, because that's not going to be true. And you're going to hear some people, if you haven't heard already, even preach like everybody's living by faith. Okay? But that is not true according to the word of God, because God is specific. He tells you who would do it. Okay? Amen. He tells you who would do it. Now, even as a Christian, if you decide to walk in unrighteousness and dwell in unrighteousness, doing unrighteous acts and stuff like that, you can't walk in the faith at the same time, okay? Amen. Now, is walking in faith a challenge? It sure is. I'm not going to stand here and tell nobody that it's not. It is definitely a challenge. Because you do have to take control of your emotions, take control of your thoughts. Sometimes when you are in need, that's why you believe with your heart. The Bible said in Romans 2, with the heart we believe, that's your spirit. That's why you don't believe with your mind, because your mind may say, your thoughts come to, ain't no way you going to get this. No way you can do this. That's why you can't rely upon your thoughts in dealing with your faith. You have to believe with your heart, your spirit. Not the organ that pumping the blood in your body. I'm talking about your spirit. You got to believe with your spirit. Now, once again, remember when he said this in Romans 2, he wasn't talking to sinners. He was talking to Christians. The reason why he wasn't talking to sinners, because sinners are not born again. Their spirit is not regenerated. Okay? So, therefore, he wasn't talking to them. He was talking to people who were born again, or their spirit was regenerated, or they were spiritually reborn. Okay? They have the ability to walk in this God kind of faith. Okay? And so that's who the just is in the same category. The just is in the same category of those who are saved. Okay? Amen. And see, in the Bible, he mentioned the just and the unjust. But notice he said the just live by faith. He didn't say the unjust. He said the just, okay? And we have to keep that in mind. Amen. We got to keep in mind. See, everybody, and the word of God specifically, everybody doesn't operate in this kind of faith. And so we're trying to put sinners in this category of their walking in this faith, and that's not happening. That's not happening. Because once again, sinners can walk into the natural by the natural faith. That's why you hear so many of them say, well, if you tell them something, they'll say, well, I ain't going to believe it till I see it first. Well, they're just speaking according to how their nature is. Okay? That's what. So you can't get mad at them per se, but you know, I know you want to correct and say, well, that's not the real faith. I understand that. But to just haul out, get blown out of proportion about them, by what they're saying, if you understand what the word shows about the sinner man, you will understand why he or she says that. And so when they say, hey, I ain't going to believe it till I see it first, then you can understand that. Therefore, they can't walk by this God faith. In these last days we're living in, it's going to take walking in this God faith for you to get what you need. I'm telling you right now, I pray that you're listening to me right now and hear this. Things are getting tighter. You know, for example, like I gave y'all example back here, I think a few days ago, about on my job. On my job, now back in the days, I say at least about almost 8 years ago and a little bit further back, with exception of 1 year, 2008, 2009, you know, when George Bush coming out of office and Barack getting ready to come in and all those jobs went out. For the most part, I have to be honest with you. The company I work for, that's one job throughout all my life I got paid the most. I bought my first $1,000 check home after taxes. And see, we did a lot of overtime, okay? We did a lot of overtime. And, you know, when you're constantly, and I mean constantly, sometimes most of the departments, like the department that I'm in now, we was doing 45 to 58 hours a week. The department I was in before that, we was doing like 42 to 50-some hours a week. So we rarely did 40 hours. You constantly worked over, okay? Now, when things start slowing down, you might get down to maybe 40 once, but that next week, you back up. So we did a lot of overtime. Now, about 7 or 8 years later, what has happened, there has been cuts. And all the plant is not getting that overtime. And now, in the past 2 years strong, not only is there a cut down to 40 hours, some people are getting less than 40 hours. Some people have even gotten like a three-day check. Because, see, the time we're in right now, it's been an economic hit. You got the trade situation between the United States and China going on. There's problems there. You hearing about today that these companies are laying off hundreds of people. Big-time companies that have been over for years are shutting down. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm just being truthful. And this is not something like God had mentioned that these things are happening. It's just that we didn't pay attention to it. Now it's happening. And what I'm saying is that you're going to have to walk in this God kind of faith. You're going to have to be just and to live in this God kind of faith today in order to get what you need. That's anywhere from healing to financial blessing, whatever. Whatever you need, whatever you need to do. That includes the work of the ministry or whatever. Because if you don't walk in this God faith, you're not going to make it. I'm telling you what I see. Now, many of our brothers and sisters in these other countries that I've been talking to you about that's getting persecuted, seeing persecution in a high level persecution, oh, they walking by this faith. Amen. I sense the Holy Ghost when I said that to you. They walking in this faith. To still believe God in the midst of what your eyes seeing, you seeing brothers and sisters getting beheaded and killed and beaten, and you still believe in God, they walking in the God faith. And the sad thing about it, many of us here as Christians in the United States, right now, if we were to encounter that, we'd be like, what God faith? I'm just being honest. We've been to book up, grab stuff, and take off. We're ready to leave. So I commend the missionaries that say, yes, Lord, send me over there. I commend them because they're walking in the God faith. Amen. He said, the just shall live by faith. Glory. Hallelujah. Once again, I sense the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord just witnessing to me in my spirit. And I'm mighty afraid many of us over here as Christians in the United States, we're not going to be ready for what's going to hit. I'm telling you, what you hear about in the mother country that's happening over there, it's going to come over here. Some of you are not keeping up even with the news. I'm talking about the deep part of the news. Because right now, You got these Antichrist organizations who are coming together and mounting up to try to get laws passed against the Christians. And one of the things they're throwing up is that you're violating our constitutional rights. They're trying to get Christians to a point that we don't have a mind, just like about homosexuality. They get mad when you tell them, say, I believe what God said. God says it's an abomination and it's a sin. They get mad and they say, you hate us. Why do you hate us? So, well, don't know. Anybody say they hate you. I love you because I'm telling you the truth. But now they don't want you to say that. They want you to say it's okay. Okay. Now, they use their mind to say it's okay, but we can't use our mind to say it's wrong. Wow. I'm telling you, it is shaping up over here. And I'm mighty afraid that many of us ain't going to be ready. Why? Because tied up in our careers, we're tied up in making money, we're tied up in so many other things that we don't even care about going to service. We don't care about doing service. But we think that when we get in trouble, God's supposed to come in like underdog and save the day. Well, guess what? Awakening is coming. And I'm here to tell you, and you can best believe it, if you do not walk in this God faith, if you don't strive on being the just and living by this faith, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Some of y'all can say, oh, you're judging all you want to, because, you know, we right now among the body of Christ, we just throwing that word around like it's a light piece of paper. You judging. You tell somebody they did wrong or they ain't right. Oh, you judge it. So we throwing that around like a piece of paper. And we fail to understand. We ain't even really study the overall thing about the judging. But anyhow, if you do not walk in this God faith, you're not going to make it. I don't care who you used to depend on, what you used to depend on, it's going to fail. People, open your eyes. Look at what's happening with the stock markets and the jobs that's going out. Man, here in the United States alone, look what's happening. Come on, people, we got to open our eyes. This thing is serious. And some of y'all sitting laid back, oh, I ain't worried about it. I'll take care of it. Okay. Okay, Mr. Laid Back, stay laid back. Stay laid back, and you'll see. I'm telling you right now, if you got your own land and you got a place where you can plant a garden, you better start planting your gardens. You better start getting prepared. Now, some people hear that, they say, wait a minute, that ain't faith. I said, what do you mean that ain't faith? If that's the word of the Lord, look at Noah. God told Noah to build an ark. Would you, in Noah's time, say, Noah, what you doing? Noah said, I'm building an ark. You say, why? And Noah said, well, God said the flood is coming. What you going to tell Noah? That ain't faith? You ain't believing God to keep you? Well, see, God instructed him to build an ark. Amen. God showed Pharaoh a dream about, you know, there was going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of lack. And see, the wisdom they used was to store up what they had, okay? So let's not talk about it ain't faith. Faith is putting action in what you believe. And so if God tells you about planting the garden, which that's what he tells us in the word of the Lord, okay, till the soil. I'm telling you, look in your grocery stores, people. In fact, let me tell you something. Don't even look at the shelf. Look at your fruit. Look at your vegetable section. Look at your fruit. Look at how high even like one orange is many times or one apple. You get up there to the counter when the cashier said that price, you'd be looking at it like, I didn't buy a bag, I bought one. She said, well, that's it. I tried to tell a guy that the other week, and I said, milkman, I said, you got a chance for the garden, you better put your garden up. I said, because these prices, oh, well, yeah. I said, go look at the stoves. These prices are not coming down, they're steady going up. They're not going down. Amen. And many of y'all out there saying, oh, it's going to be all right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you when it's going to be all right. Or it's going to be peace. Guess who's going to have peace? The true believers. The just. Those that walk by faith. They're going to have the true peace. Man, it's going to come such a turmoil and disturbance, it ain't going to be funny. And I'm talking about hitting this nation. Amen. Now, let's go to one more verse. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. We're still looking at the just. We're still giving witnesses about who will live by faith. So it shouldn't be no doubt in your mind if you have a question. Well, who will be the ones to live by faith? Well, here we are told the just. We're the just, the righteous, the lawful, the upright. They're the just. And God said those are the ones who's going to live by faith. They're going to be just on anybody. Okay. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And he says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If you draw back, you turn away, turn back. Draw back from the faith. He said, my soul shall have no pleasure in you. God said, without faith, it's impossible to please. You can't please God without faith. Okay? Jesus, thank you, Lord. And if you want to draw back from faith, God said, I don't have no pleasure in you in that. You know, you're not believing me. Amen. We're taking the word of man and even the devil sometimes over God. Now, once again, is walking in faith a challenge? It sure is. I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that it's bed of roses and you just go flying through the air with no resistance. Faith is a challenge. It's just like when you exercise. When you see the weightlifters want to grow bigger muscles, they start dealing with heavier weight. Okay? Now, of course, some of them can, and it's according to your body type, some of them have used sort of light weights and got bigger. But for the most part, it's the resistance that helps the muscle to grow besides you eating the right food. Okay? So faith, for our faith to grow, one of the things we got to have is some resistance, just like the weight training. For the muscles to grow, there has to be some resistance. That's why weight training is called resistance training, because, you know, it's your muscles against the weight, trying to push or pull the weight. Okay? So God wants us to understand and know that in these last days, the ones who's going to live by faith is the just. You're going to see the just have things that other people not have. And the other people that don't have it, they're going to be looking like, how did you get that? Now, I know y'all think I'm kidding when I said it, but I'm not kidding. They're going to have some things that the other people won't have because the just live by faith. They're going to come into access to some things because the faith they show in God is going to open the door for blessings. That's why Jesus said in Revelation, behold, there stands before you an open door. How do you go through it? By faith. That's how we go through it, by faith. Behold, an open door stands before you. You go through it by faith. Unbelief is what shuts the door. And there are some doors open. I'm talking about the good side. I'm talking about the doors open of sin, but I'm talking about the door open of blessing. There are some doors open for people. And if you don't go through it by faith, it's going to end up closing because you're going to waste time. You're wasting time. Okay? Hallelujah. You see, God had told some of you about it, and you're just lagging around. But anyhow, once again, we're told who's going to live by faith. And like I said, it's going to take this faith in these last days to get what you need. You're finding people that even a one-week check is not taking care of their needs. Some of them, and like I said, you got not only food going up, you got your light bills going up, you got your water bills, you got your gas going up. Now, all this stuff is going up. And you find that with some people, just that one-week check is really gone. And that's without buying the food in many cases. So you're going to have to walk by this faith in order to receive from God. And that's what God has been dealing with me about the last few days. And in telling me who's going to walk by this faith. Who are you going to see have these miracles that others going to have their mouth wide open going, how did it happen with you? How did you get that? It's going to be the just. Because they're going to live by faith. Amen. That's who's going to end up with these miracles. Mighty, mighty miracles. And they are the ones that's going to be pleasing unto God. Because remember, he said, walking by this faith or living by this faith is what pleases him. Okay? So God is smiling on you when you're walking by this faith, but he's frowning when you're drawing back from the faith. That goes for any of us. Amen? And I'm seeing it now in these last days, the way the times are tensing up. Like I told you, like on my job, like I said, you know, certain departments have been asked more than, you know, we have a welding department there. And to me, they have caught it worse than anybody. They have been sent home and told not to come and all that so many times, more than anybody else I know in the plant. Okay? And see, about 7 or 8 years ago, like I said, I was seeing how these things start coming out. It started coming about. I started seeing the overtime being cut. In fact, in my department, I was the first machine they cut off overtime. Okay? They just cut it. So I was seeing this. And so even the Lord to this day had been letting me see how this company or this job that I'm on is going. Okay? And he let me see why that it takes a faith walk to survive. It's going to take a faith walk to survive. You know, in 2009, in April 2009, you know, when all the jobs went out, 2008, 2009, the company told us that we're going to give you a week off without pay. The only way you can get paid if you got some vacation time, you got to use a whole week of vacation. And man, people was like shook up. And they like, oh, I ain't got no choice. I got to use it. Are you going to use yours? I said, nope. Why? I said, manage your money. And plus, in the managing your money, see, here's the two things that we got to have in these last days, especially faith and wisdom. Faith and wisdom. Okay? And you had some people say, well, I got to use that. I can't run out. Okay. I said, manage your money. Man, you know, when you say that to some people, they didn't even know how to react. They just want to spend the same way they've been spending. They don't want to use the wisdom. And see, but it had required faith then too. Because once again, and you said, well, Brother Nate, why you didn't use your vacation time? Well, see, that was early in the year. And see, what had happened, they had been coming like 2 or 3 months before that, and we was working every other week, 40 hours. So 40 hours this week, 32 next week. And the week that was on 32 hours, in order for you to have 40, you had to use a vacation day. And so they already been coming back before, and I said, oh, no. They came to me one time. I told them, yeah. But after they kept coming, I said, no, because why? All my vacation would have been gone at the beginning of the year. Okay? And see, sometimes some it's like that. That's not wise because you might need that time in the middle or toward the late part of the year. Okay? So it began to also not only be a wisdom walk, it had to be a faith walk. I had to believe God, and God brought me through that, and I thank God for it, okay? He brought me through it. And so now that's what we're seeing today. We're seeing where I work at now, it's been a big change. I mean, a big change. And now, to me, they're more focused on you just getting 40 hours. Want to cut out the overtime. And see, it got so bad there that some of the older people who have been there a while, get this, and this wasn't good. They was hoping that other people would get laid off so they can get the overtime. See, that's what they used to do back in the days when I first started working there. They would hire so many people, and you'll be there for a few months, and they'll lay you off. And those of us that left, now we're put on overtime the next week. And I used to go, wait a minute, now you just had help. Why you just lay? And this is something that they constantly did for years, okay? And so the people that have been there a while got used to it and used to seeing those big checks from all that overtime, that all of a sudden when the overtime was getting cut, they start taking on the wrong spirit, hoping for people to get laid off. Why? So they can get that overtime. Amen. And that's what a lot of people today is resting on. They resting on that money that they making at that job to get it. And see, some of them now, and to be honest with you, they in such dire straits, they're getting two jobs where they're just working their body down. Body just wore down. Okay. They working 8 hours on the job where we're at and probably working another 5, 6, or 8 hours. Some of them are working another 8 hours in other places. 16 hours is only 24 hours in the day. And then they doing this like sometime Monday through Friday. Sometimes they doing it 2 or 3 days a week. And so your body only can take so much. That's why you see so many people was drinking all these energy drinks. And I know the news from back here a few years ago, people end up going to the emergency rooms with a racing heart because they were drinking all them energy drinks. Okay. They trying to do what they can try to do to stay open, awake, and all that. And I'm here to tell you, when your body don't get enough rest, starting off, you drink the energy drink, they give you a little pep. But sooner or later, it's going to stop working because the energy drinks cannot totally replace rest. Okay? And if you try to use it to replace rest, you're going to be in trouble. I found that out myself personally about coffee. And that's why, I have stopped drinking coffee. I have now I think I've been off coffee at least this year, I think, make 11 years. But I had to have 2 cups a day. But the problem was I was drinking it every day. I mean, summer, winter, whatever. And I wasn't resting properly that my body, after so many years, built up a tolerance, per se, to it. It got to a point then, after so many years, when I started drinking coffee, it didn't perk me up. It didn't give me an energy kick. In fact, I started getting more sluggish. I knew something was wrong then. I mean, I used to drink a half cup of coffee, and I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake and ready to roll for a good 3 hours. But then it got to a point where I was drinking the coffee, and instead of being perked up, I became sluggish. And then all of a sudden, one day on my job, I dehydrated. Because even though I was drinking the coffee, I was not putting water in my system. I wasn't resting properly, and I dehydrated. And that was, I think, 2008. And one Saturday morning, I drank a half a cup. Kept me, because I had got off from coffee a little bit at that time. For a little while, I drank a half a cup at 7:30. And then by 12 midnight, before I can go to sleep. And that's the last time I drank some coffee. And if I'm not mistaken, that was 2008. So it's been at least about 11 years since I drank coffee. Okay. And so people, and they're so dependent on their money making thing and all that they don't walk by faith. Well, some stuff in the hit where I don't care what you try to do in working it off, it ain't going to work. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. I am grateful. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. So let us pray as I get ready to close the broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are grateful for another blessed day in the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given me to deliver this message to the people. I pray that it was done and pleasing you. And I pray that your spirit would touch those who are listening. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, all glory and honor and praise go to you. You are worthy to be praised and be glorified. We lift you up. I lift you up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Lord say the same tomorrow evening, Brother Daniel Rogers should be on around, I think, 4 or 5 o'clock. Later on that night at 7, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be on. Look for the advertisement in that time. And then the Lord say the same, I will be back on Tuesday with another God's Word to Man broadcast. So, once again, I thank God for all you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.